Bibio mit Pedals. Wir haben 15.03 Uhr, ihr hört die Rush Hour bei Hochschulradio Düsseldorf. Und es gibt eine ganz große Frage, zumindest für eine libanesische Band. Und die wäre, wer hat Bruce Lee getötet? Kennt ihr da zufällig eine Antwort drauf? Also ich persönlich erstmal nicht, aber das liegt wohl auch eher daran, dass die Martial Arts Ikone 1973 eher wegen einem Hirnödem und einem epileptischen Anfall verstorben ist. Und diese Frage wirft jetzt trotzdem eine Band aus dem Libanon auf und die heißt eben auch passenderweise genauso wie die Frage, nämlich Who Killed Bruce Lee? Und am Sonntag spielen sie im Pitcher. Heute Mittag habe ich schon mit Sänger Hassim und Schlagzeuger Malik gesprochen. Da habe ich sie natürlich erstmal auf diese Frage angesprochen, auf ihren Bandstitel und warum sie denn die Antwort nicht mit uns teilen wollen. Und da haben die beiden mir zum Beispiel gesagt, dass das Ganze mit Geheimdienstinformationen zu tun hat. Aber hört lieber selbst. Well, obviously you were very creative by raising the question, who killed Bruce Lee?
It's not a question, sir. It's a statement.
Mm. It's a statement. Oh, yeah. Yes, I've read that you already found the answer to it, or yeah, that you found the statement because of secret intelligence work. Mm-hmm. What is the reason why you don't want to share it with us? The statement. The answer is the answer too terrifying?
Actually, the only person that knows the answer to that is the fourth member that's not here right now, because he is in love with a girl from Bavaria and he has decided to follow her and leave the band. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect.
He's getting
now
married tonight.
If you can find him before our concert tonight and get him back, that would be great. And then you can ask him the question and he can probably answer you.
Answer.
I have to admit, I don't know really much about the Lebanon, your home country. I heard that it is a beautiful country, and I heard a bit information about the capital, Beirut. But for example, I don't know anything about the music culture in the Lebanon. How would you describe it? It is very traditional, the music culture there, or very modern, or said differently, would you consider yourself a trailblazer for Lebanese music?
No, Beirut is cosmopolitan. It's a big city. It's a small city, but it's a big city. There's a lot of people, different cultures, different religions, different confessions, different nationalities. So it's a big mix. So English music, Arabic
music,
French music, electro, techno, you name it, hip hop, whatever. Everything is quite international.
It's very similar to the big cities you have here. It's very similar to Berlin, to Hamburg. Super similar, actually. It's probably from a musical standpoint and from an social, educational, cultural standpoint, it's very, very similar. Just add to it the shit ton of stress because of political and economic instability, and then you have Beirut. But the basis is very similar to what you have here in your big cities.
Ja. Also, um es nochmal kurz auf Deutsch zu sagen, für diejenigen, die es das auf Englisch nicht ganz mitbekommen haben. Also, Beirut ist eine sehr kosmopolitische Stadt und auch die Musikszene im Libanon ist tatsächlich sehr weit aufgestellt. Es gibt englische Musik, es gibt französische Musik und das macht das Ganze zu einem wunderschönen Mix, wie die beiden mir gesagt haben. Coming to your actual work right now, your new album, Distant Rendezvous, I have to say, I really like your music, and for me it's some fresh alternative rock taking international elements from all over the world, but interesting enough and fair enough, you find your album via crowdfunding. At first, was that very difficult for you to raise it via crowdfunding and not via a special label? And secondly, why did you choose this way?
Yeah, it's a decision. It's we want to stay independent. We don't want people to we don't want a third party to tell us what to do when it comes to music. You can tell us what to do when it comes to anything else, but just leave us the music, you know. And big labels would go on that. Like they would try to tell you, like, for example, sing in Arabic. Maybe we will get more views, more shots. We don't want that. We want to stay. We want to be the decision makers. This is why we decided to self-produce it and produce it as a crowdfunding. You should know that it's partly crowdfunded. It's not all crowdfunded. It costs us way more than what we were able to raise with the crowdfunding.
We've managed to stay independent because of our insistence on self-producing ourselves. And maybe 5 to 10 years from now, we'll join a label. I don't know. But for right now, it's great that there was interest from labels to produce us. But it's also great that we self-produced ourselves and that the crowd helped us with raising this amount of money.
Also, ich habe, Entschuldigung, ich habe die beiden von Hugel Bruce Lee gerade nochmal gefragt, warum sie ihr Album zum Teil via Crowdfunding finanziert haben und warum sie diesen Weg genommen haben. Und sie haben gesagt einfach, dass sie keine dritte Partei, keine dritte Ebene haben wollen, die ihnen dort mit reinspricht. Sie wollen einfach unabhängig sein. Und das war die Quintessenz ihrer Antwort. Ich wollte Malek und Hassim einfach nur noch fragen, weil sie am Sonntag im Pitcher hier im Düsseldorf spielen, was wir denn dann einfach erfahren können von der Band, beziehungsweise was so das Motto sein wird. Currently you're on tour in Germany, I said it already, up to May, and tomorrow, nee, not tomorrow, is on Sunday, you will
Sunday.
Be, yes, on Sunday, you will be dropping by here in the Pitcher in Düsseldorf. I've heard that your live gigs are really energizing, will that also be a headline on Sunday?
It has to be. For us, no. It's like every gig has to be more energetic than the other. So as long as we're going up, it's working. If not, we go back to Beirut.
There's no other way, my friend. You know what I mean? Like when we get on stage, there's no other way. It's always give it your all. Make sure that you leave the biggest impression with everyone, and make sure that collectively us and the crowd have the best relationship on that night. And we exchange energy, screams, fluids, everything. You know what I mean? And it always ends in the best way possible, because every concert we've been part of, towards the end of it, when it's done, the people stay. We chat for 2-3 hours with them. Nobody wants to leave, you know, because the energy in that room in that particular night was so great.
Ja, um es nochmal tatsächlich kurz zu fassen, eine sehr energievolle Show und die Leute bleiben erfahrungsgemäß immer nach den Konzerten auch noch ein bisschen da und das ist einfach eine schöne Zeit. So, thank you for the interview and good luck for Sunday. Have fun here in Düsseldorf.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Das sagen Hassim und Malek von der libanesischen Band Who Killed Bruce Lee. Am Sonntag sind die beiden nämlich mit den restlichen Leuten von der Band im Pitcher zu Gast. 20 Uhr geht es da los und ich glaube wirklich, das wird ein riesig großes Musikfest. Und natürlich haben wir auch noch etwas Musik von Who Killed Bruce Lee für euch parat. Denn Sänger Hassim hat sich ganz spontan dazu bereit erklärt, seine Gitarre rauszuzücken, die er mit sich geführt hat, und hat uns dann den Song Wasted Times in einer Live-Session-Version a cappella vorgespielt.